Hey, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Brewers. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. The Brewers take the opener with the Kansas City Royals by a score of 5-1. Fredonia's own Owen Miller comes through in the leadoff spot. We'll talk about that. Where did you get your Milwaukee Brewers on Friday night? We'll get to a poll that's flying around Twitter. Keston Hira, a little Keston. Wait, what's a show without a Keston Hira update? He's been the hot name flying around Twitter and around social media and all that lately. We'll get on all that coming up next here on Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And good to have you on wherever you're watching this throughout the world, Friday night, Saturday morning, releasing this video and, of course, our podcast on Google, on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get the audio version of Locked On Brewers. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And, of course, we are Locked On Brewers on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that little bell over there. That's going to alert you every time we do a show. The Brewers win by the count of 5-1. Corbin Burns was Corbin Burns. Owen Miller has been their most consistent hitter. A few things we're going to get into here on the short edition. It's a Saturday shorty. Weekends, we do a little shorter version. Kurt Hogg from the Journal Sentinel did a little poll and asked, hey, where you watch the Brewers since it was on Apple TV? How you got your Brewer fill on a Friday night? We'll talk a little bit about Hira and a few other things as well as we get to the show here. My name is Chuck Freeman. Been covering the Brewers for over 40 years. Morning sports anchor, 1310 WIBA in Madison. Been covering the Brewers for over 40 years for AP Radio on the national basis. Many of you know me from doing sports talk shows over the years, WTMJ TV, a few other outlets as well, including Spectrum One News on their roundtable. And excited that the Brewers got back on the winning track after dropping 2-3. And 2-3 to the very good Dodgers team. Now you got a bad Royals team coming to town, and you're hoping to sweep the series. But of course, in baseball, you would at least take 2-3. This show is brought to you by Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. That's $20 off your first purchase. LOCKEDONMLB, last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed on Game Time. 5-1 victors for the Brewers. Owen Miller was in the leadoff spot. He had 3 hits and helped propel the team to the win. His first Milwaukee Brewer home run had to be a thrill for him. You know, the Fredonia native, just a little bit north of Milwaukee in Ozaukee County, went to Ozaukee High School, and that was great to see Owen get his first Milwaukee Brewer home run. And with the win, the Brewers improved to 22-17. Corbin Burns, 6 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 7 strikeouts. He was Corbin Burns out there. That's what we like to see. 6 innings, get him 7 maybe, but he got 6 innings. Piamps gave up the only Royal run. He gave him a home run in the 7th inning. It was a 3-1 game going late into this one, and then Yelich and Brian Anderson sealed it with RBI base hits, and the Brewers go on to the win. And they'll take on an old friend coming up on Saturday night. We'll talk about that, and it's back to Bally Sports to watch the game. Where did you see your Milwaukee Brewers on Friday night? Yep, I went to a Friday fish fry and went into the bar, and they had Bally Sports on, thinking that probably the Brewers were popping up. It's just natural to be putting on the Bally Sports Network, okay? And there was tennis on. There was tennis on all 3 of the TV sets. Nobody realized that the Brewers were going to be on Apple TV, and I did a podcast on that the other day, and many of you missed out. Some of you weren't all that disappointed, and I get that because you're outside the state of Wisconsin. You're outside the state of Wisconsin, and you can't get Bally Sports legally. I think you can get it through DirecTV. You can get it through DirecTV. Yeah, you can get it on one of their RSN packages. That's true. You can get it. But some of you don't get that, and you've cut the cord, and you subscribe to Apple TV outside of the state, and that was great. But Apple TV here in Wisconsin, we're used to getting Bally Sports. Before that, Fox Sports Wisconsin with our cable TV subscription. Okay. We're used to seeing that. So if you went out and about tonight on a Friday night, you didn't probably see the game. You probably did. You went to your favorite pub to have a fish fry, have a couple of beers or whatever, a bowling alley or whatever. You didn't see the game at all, because I've never been to a place in Wisconsin when the game was on Apple that put the game, that bought Apple and put the game, flipped it on TV. It's mostly like it is tonight, where I went to this place and Bally had tennis on, so that was what was on all the TV sets. All right, Kurt Hawk from the Journal Sentinel put this out there. Out of curiosity, if you were interested in watching tonight's Brewers game, and who isn't if you're a Brewer fan, are you tuned in via? 44% said not Apple TV, not watching. 44% of you out there who went to this poll, and there were, it doesn't say how many, it had over 14,000 views. 44% did not watch the game, did not get the Apple TV, so you blew it off, you did not watch the game. 32% already had Apple TV. 7% got Apple TV just so they could watch the Brewers tonight. 7% of you actually said, okay, I'm going to go buy the Apple TV so I can watch the Brewers and Royals tonight. Good for you if you had to do that. I'm not blaming you. It's just you'd like to be able to watch it on Bally if you're in Wisconsin. 17% said you watch the game on an alternate stream, or you listen to the game on the radio, which, you know, I understand. So out of 100%, the majority of you who voted in this, 44% said you did not watch the game tonight. And I get it. You know, times are tough. You didn't want to invest the money. And, you know, I get it totally, because we're just used to getting Bally. And I know some of you wrote to me on Twitter and say Bally is a paid service, but I'm looking at it like in Wisconsin, we get it with our cable package. We get it with our DirecTV package. Now, outside of Wisconsin, you got to pay extra for Bally Sports on the DirecTV package. And I get that. I understand, but I was talking mostly about the fans who were in the state of Wisconsin that who are used to watching the game, each and every game on Bally Sports. So that interesting poll, 44% of you guys did not watch the game tonight. Keston Hira, again, I did my podcast the other day, talked about Keston, and maybe they should trade out Keston Hira for Luke Voit, who continues to struggle. And there was a piece done in the paper the other day about Luke, about that he needs to, that he knows he needs to step it up, and he's confident that he's going to. That's great to hear. But, you know, in the meantime, Keston Hira, again, about 50-50 of you guys on Twitter want to see Hira on this team. He's batting .331 with 12 home runs. Excuse me. The strikeout rate has been lowered, but he's down at AAA. And I'm thinking Keston is one of these guys who's a great AAA player, a AAA all-star, but just something's missing maybe where he's just not a major leaguer. He can hit off AAA, and maybe some of the flaws that he has in his batting stance, in his approach to the plate, he can get away with on the AAA level that he can't get away with on the major league level. And that's why he strikes out 41% of the time in major league baseball. Okay. Something about AAA that, again, he's able to get away with his flaws, and he's not able to do that at the major league level. That said, I still like to see Keston get one more shot, and then that's it. One more shot, and that's it. So, again, but I think that might be the problem. Keston, down at AAA, AAA All-Star, but that's it. Brewers Day. Brewers are in first place, by the way. As I mentioned at the top, at 22-17, their magic number is at 124 now. Magic number is at 124. I see the Cardinals won tonight. Cardinals have won like 3 of 4, I think, or 4 of 5. They just took 2 of 3 from the Cubs, and they bounced back, and they won. They had the off day on Thursday, and then they won tonight at Boston, 8-6. Nolan hit in ninth inning home run to break up a 6-6 tie at Fenway, and the Cardinals were able to get the win. I think they were down early in that game. All right, this show is brought to you in part by Game Time. Game Time. I've been telling you, I've been touting Game Time. I just tell you, that's a great place if you want to get last minute. Let's say if you want to go to the game Saturday night, Game Time is the place to go. Last minute tickets, great prices, guaranteed. I've done that a number of times. You get flash deals, easy to find. Buy tickets from any kind of event. You know, if you want to go to a concert, you want to go to a theater, any sporting event, they're all here on Game Time. Images of seat views, lowest price guaranteed, event cancellation protection. Hey, forget planning months in advance. Get your last bit of tickets right on Game Time. Exclusive flash deals on tickets for all sports and concerts. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the promo code LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code on LOCKEDONMLB for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. The show is also brought to you in part by SoRare. SoRare, one of our new sponsors. SoRare is a revolutionary fantasy baseball game and marketplace transforming fans and owners with officially licensed digital cards featuring players from all across 30 MLB teams. Unlike other fantasy baseball platforms, SoRare managers truly own their own fantasy experience, collecting, buying, selling, competing with player cards against global opponents to win epic awards. SoRare MLB game weeks happen twice weekly, a span of a 3 or 4 day cycle. And at the end of the game weeks, SoRare managers who finish near the top or at the top of their leaderboards win a variety of prizes, game tickets, merchandise, signed jerseys, and more. So head to SoRare.com/lockedon. That's SoRare, SoRare.com to draft your team of free player cards, set your lineups, and then start competing today to win epic awards. Again, that's SoRare.com/lockedon to start playing today. All right, we'll get to the box score here before we check out. Chuck Freeman here on Lockdown Brewers. Also want to let you know that it'll be the Brewers and Royals at 6:10 on Saturday night. Catch the game on SXM, on the SXM app as well. You're going to find the home team broadcast each and every game of the Milwaukee Brewers right there on Sirius XM. Again, on the SXM app, search Brewers and it'll pop up for you. Again, each and every game. And we appreciate our working relationship with the folks from Sirius XM. You get Brewer baseball all across the country. And I know friends all across the country, like in Dallas and in California, who are driving around, maybe driving home from work. And there it is, Brewers baseball, right on their radio. All right, let's get to the box score for tonight's game and see who did what as the Brewers took down the Kansas City Royals 5-1. Let's get to the Brewer box right here. And Owen Miller led off, went 3-for-4, the home run. Owen is batting .323. Bryce Terang came in for him late in the game. Went 0-for-1. William Contreras of the 2-hole tonight went 0-for-2. William Adames. Willie batted 0-for-3 today after looked like he was going to come out of that slump earlier in the week. The game, the back-to-back game, Sunday and Monday when he had home runs, he once again is struggling, 2 Ks. Christian Yelich, 2-for-3, 248. How many times am I going to say, well, Yelly's heating up again? I'll let that one play out a little bit. Brian Anderson went 2-for-4. Luke Voit was the DH tonight, went 1-for-3. Rowdy Tellez, all the way down in the 7-hole. He went 1-for-3. Tyrone Taylor went 1-for-4. Joey Weimer went 1-for-4. The pitching lines, Corbin Burns, 6 innings, 2 hits, 7 Ks in 104 pitches. Piamps gave up a home run. That was his only hit in 1 inning of work. Peter Strzelecki, 1 inning and no earned runs. Elvis Peguero, 1 inning and no earned runs and 2 strikeouts. Didn't have to use Devin Williams once again tonight. It's unbelievable. The little use that he's going to be fresh all season long, or maybe too fresh. You know, you've always heard that, you know, you don't want a pitcher not pitching enough. I just don't like the fact that we have to use him in blowouts and non-save situations. All right, the Brewers win, and they got to face Zach Greinke. He's off to a 1-4 start, finishing up his career with the Kansas City Royals. And I got a feeling that this, you know, he's at the end. Zach Greinke is not the Zach Greinke we saw in 2011 when he was with the Brewers. Adrian Hauser pitches for Milwaukee. Game 4 2/3. Brewers won on Monday night, but he got a no decision because he did not get the required 5 innings out of that. But he makes his second start on a Saturday night at AmFam Field. Bet you they had the roof closed. They had the roof closed tonight with the weather in Milwaukee area, some light rain and all that. So 60 degrees, upper 50s for the game time coming up on Saturday. If you can't make the game, again, the game's going to be on SiriusXM, the Brewers hometown broadcast on the SXM app. Search Brewers, and it'll be right there. Well, that's going to do it. Hey, all you out there who listen to us every day, you everydayers on the Locked On Podcast Network, thank you, thank you, thank you. Follow me on Twitter, Chuck Freeman, FREIMUND, Locked On Brewers. Every day, we increase our channel on the YouTube. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the little bell there, and that's going to alert you every time we drop an episode. Audio-wise, as I mentioned, Google, Spotify, Apple, just to name a few. And I really appreciate it. And of course, follow me on Twitter. Love having conversations with you about the game on Twitter, as well as we did about the whole thing with the Brewers being on a pay service on Friday night. We'll talk to you after the game. I'll be at the game tomorrow night, and we'll be doing the show from AmFan Field. I'm Chuck Freeman. Thanks for listening to Locked On Brewers on the Locked On Podcast Network. We are your team every day.